Welcome to the Marriage Cafe, where marriages come alive through the Word of God, with your host, Bishop William Pittman and Prophetess Loretta Pittman. Now get yourself a cup of something special and enjoy your time in the Marriage Cafe.
Well, hello, we are here.
Hello, everyone. We are here.
We are live and we are here. Yeah, you're there.
Yeah.
Is this thing come all the way in yet? That's all. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a little bit of a, you know, short delay.
There we go.
But we are
Hallelujah.
There.
Hallelujah. We're
and
here.
We are here. All
right. We are here and we are live.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. God is amazing. Amazing, amazing.
He's so amazing.
But we are here. We are live and we are ready to go.
Yes,
all right.
Ready to go. Hallelujah.
Yeah, it looks like it's a real long delay. Looks like it's a delay. Mm-hmm, it is. Look at that.
I know. That's what I said.
Wow, that's kind of weird. But yeah. Anyway, you know, it's all kind of crazy taking, things going on.
Taking turns.
Yeah.
It's
just, I think it's just all kind of crazy things going on with the internet right now.
Mm-hmm.
With technology.
So, yeah. But we're here.
But we are here. Live. And we are live. Yes, we are.
Yeah, we're so happy to.
Happy to be here. okay, we hope you guys can hear us. So if you can, just let us know you can.
Yeah, let us know if you can hear us.
Yeah, just say yes or just wave your hand or send up some hearts. That'll tell us.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Well, how was your week?
Don't be trying to get me first.
Yeah, that's right. How was your week?
I had a great week. God is good all the time. They can hear us.
Yep.
Yes. Okay, good. I had a great week. God is good all the time. I tell you, it was a lot going on this week, but it was a good week all in all. All the way around, God is just so good. And visited one of my aunties this weekend because it was her anniversary that passed actually on Valentine's Day. Our anniversary didn't come around yet, but theirs came around and got her a gift. You know, the picture tiles. I can't think of the name of that place. But anyway, it's the mixed tiles. That's what I got. Got her a set of mixed tiles with all her wedding, you know, her whole wedding, the day that they got married and everything, all her wedding pictures and stuff. And took that over to her house and she ended up starting to cry when she opened the box. So that was, I love giving gifts. Like I told you before, and I love giving gifts from the heart.
Yes.
And, I wasn't trying to make her cry, though, but she started crying and started getting me to cry. But anyway, it was nice. It was really nice. And her husband, they really enjoyed what we had got for them for the anniversary. So it was really nice. The weekend was good, too. What are you laughing at?
I was just thinking, you know, my wife, like I said, I told her before we got there, I said, yep, you're going to get another one. You know, and it's like, but what it is, it's like when it wasn't funny, but the first time that Christmas, I forgot what year it was, but our grandsons had asked us, said, you know, we want this and we want that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if they thought we was going to get it or not or whatever, but it's something they always wanted.
Yeah.
So it's something like when you listen to your grandkids or your children and you hear. And during that year, you hear them say, oh, I want a bike or I want a PlayStation or I want this and I want that.
Mm-hmm.
And to make them think they're not getting it. That's the key for me.
Yeah.
Always, because I listen to my wife and I let it go for a while until she forgets.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll go and I'll buy it or whatever. You know, I give it to them at Christmas time. So anyway, we gave them the gift and both of them, my grandson, started crying.
Yeah.
And it was just, you know. Just the first time to see that. You know what I'm saying?
Because we wasn't going for that. We just wanted to get them what they wanted, but they were so happy about it. So it was happy tears. So.
Yeah, but it's just something to see that, you know, that we were able to do it and you can touch their heart.
Yeah, you can touch the person's heart with a gift.
And that means more than it wasn't about the money.
Nope.
And it was just more that they really appreciate it. And that's like your aunt's was, you know?
Yeah.
Because the, you know, the first one you did.
Yeah, God, Linda.
Yeah. So I didn't
want to say anything. We got her on Christmas.
And it was so good. Yeah, it was nice. It touched everybody.
It did. It touched everybody. It definitely touched my heart because I understand what she was going through, you know, how she was feeling about her kids and her daughter and stuff and everything. So it was just nice to be able to do something nice for somebody. I just love to do nice things for people. That's just who I am. So. Mm-hmm. We love to do that. So, yeah, but anyway, we love it
because I just feel like tonight we just free, y'all.
Yeah.
Free.
We're going to have a really good conversation and we want you guys to talk back to us and don't just be in the cafe, but kind of talk back to us tonight. But anyway, you ready?
Yeah.
Welcome to the Marriage Cafe, where marriages come alive through the word of God. I'm Prophetess Loretta Pittman.
I'm Bishop William Pittman.
And we're going to go to the Lord in prayer.
Hallelujah.
All right, let's
Can't do it without him. Let's touch and agree tonight.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Dear Lord, we're just so thankful and so grateful that you have given us another opportunity to go live tonight.
Yes.
We thank you for all the listeners tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you for the word that's coming forth from you, Father.
Yes.
So, Lord, let us be a blessing to your people. So, Lord, we thank you. Pray for me and my wife. And just thank you, Father, for everything.
Thank
In
you,
Jesus' name, Jesus we, name pray. We pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
We got to pray just to make it
you
today.
You got to pray and you got to
You
pray.
Know how we always say it's something. You come up with something. Somebody saying you got to pray just to make it today.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess.
But anyway, you want to go first?
Well, yeah. We just got a few things to talk to you guys about tonight. And then we're going to talk about our up and coming things that we got going on right now. Mm-hmm. I do want to say that our website is live.
Yes.
Right now. So if you guys want to go there, it is themarriagecafe.com. Finally, we got a .com for the Marriage Cafe. We did away with Daily Marriage Wisdom because we are so in tune with the cafe now. And that's exciting news for us because I built the website, me and the Holy Spirit. So I pray that the website is everything you guys want it to be. But at the same time, there's a lot of different things going on there. We got new stuff that we're going to get coming to our store that's there. We have the author's corner, which shows you all the things that I have in there. There's a lot of different things there now. So you can go there, shop, learn about us, learn about what we do, who we are. You can leave your prayer request now and stuff.
Yes.
And everything. You can leave a marriage prayer request. So if you're going through anything in your marriage or you just want extra wisdom in your marriage or prayer or just the prayer of wisdom over your marriage, you could go to our website at www.themarriagecafe.com now. And you can go to themarriagecafe.com and you can leave your name, your email, your phone number, all those things. And, you know, you can leave all that there and it'll come directly to us. And we will be praying for your marriage, praying for the wisdom of your marriage, you know, or relationship, or if you're looking to be married, you know, because this is not just for the married people. This is for people who are also looking to be married too as well. And you can go there to our new website. Like I said, I'm so excited about it because there's so many good things that's coming and new stuff. Also, you can give there. So you can pay your tithes there, your offerings there, or you could just give there. However you see fit to support us would be a blessing because we are great ground. Okay, great ground, not just good ground, but we are great ground to sow into, and God will surely bless your household for it. So we wanted to say that right quick.
And it will come back to you. You know what? Let me hold on right
now. Okay.
Just right there before you get into that word.
All right.
A lot of people don't understand this about giving.
Mm-hmm.
God got a system and it's called seed, time, and harvest.
Yes.
You know, and a lot of people, I thought about it today. You got to think about a farmer.
Mm-hmm.
If a farmer got some land, and a farmer go out there and he just looks around at that land he got.
Yes.
But don't plant no seeds.
Yes.
He gets no harvest.
Yes.
So he can go out there. He's got the land, but you got to plant some seed. And then what it says, seed, time, and harvest.
Yes.
Sometimes we want God to do stuff on our time, but you're not planting no seeds.
Yes.
See, you got to plant seeds in the direction that you're going. So what they say, if you want an apple, you got to plant an apple seed.
Yes.
So you got to be specific with God.
Yes.
So you plant these, a farmer, what he does, whatever his field is or whatever corn, tobacco, whatever he want to plant. Mm-hmm. He go out there and he plant all these seeds.
Yes.
I mean, a crop, I mean, acres of it.
Mm-hmm.
So he can what? Make some money and get a big harvest.
Yes.
That's the harvest nowadays.
Yes.
He get a big harvest because he planted what? All these seeds.
All these
seeds. And that's what you got to do. You got to plant seeds to reap the harvest that you desire. And a lot of people, I'm getting tired of people talking about pastors and pastor just want money and all this type of stuff and all that. You know what? To be honest, everybody want money.
Mm-hmm.
It's just be real. Everybody want money. Everybody needs money. So why we want to just look at the church and say, oh, yeah, that pastor's greedy and all that. Yeah, some pastors are. Yeah. A lot of worldly people are, too.
Yes,
still
are.
Thieves.
Yes, they are.
You, whatever, church,
yes.
Business, home, whatever, you got thieves somewhere.
Yes.
So you can't say everybody is stealing and everybody is a thief.
That's right.
God's job.
Yes.
What you think you're doing in the dark, got to come to the light.
Yes.
You reap what is it? You reap what you sow. So anyway, that was just on my heart because a lot of people... I'm going to say this one thing, and we're going to get off this subject. A lot of people want to talk about pastors and sowing seed because a lot of those people, they want to make excuses.
Yes.
You know, because I remember when growing up in Baptist church, I look around, everybody's given a dollar. You know, if that pastor counted on you giving a dollar every Sunday, he would be put out of the church. The lights would be off.
Yeah.
So stop this nonsense. That's the devil.
Mm-hmm.
You got to give. To get something anyway. You got to give something for your marriage.
Yes.
You got to give something. You giving something. Even when you come home, you giving something.
Mm-hmm.
You got to give some labor. You got to keep that house clean.
Give some time.
To clean it up, to cook, mm-hmm. or whatever, to maintain it.
Yes.
That takes time.
Yes.
So you whatever you put in, that's what you get out. You
yes.
never clean your house, what? It's going to be dirty.
That's right. Never giving time to that. That's
yeah.
very true.
So anyway, I wanted to get off of that, but I wanted to share that with somebody.
Yes. So just go there when you get time. Even if you just go after you get off the broadcast, go there and look at all the things that we got going on there. Leave me a comment. Tell me what you think about the site and all of those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
That would be well appreciated. But
see,
anyway, go ahead.
Get on it again. It's www.themarriagecafe.com.
Yes.
And you could get to the website.
Yep.
And my
finally
wife did
got our .com.
A wonderful job. She
I
did
so
a wonderful
happy
job.
Because I was just like, Lord, okay, we got to bring this all together and make it all one and everything. And we
yes.
finally got it done. So I am excited. I'm happy. It took me a minute to get the site up and running and stuff, but it's there. And I am grateful. So, and grateful for you guys. So,
all right.
But anywho, I want to come to you guys on. We want to talk about a little bit about making decisions in your marriage when you're making major decisions, because a lot of times or sometimes some of us make major decisions without speaking actually to our spouses. And, you know, that is not the way that's supposed to go. And that's not how that's supposed to look. You know, when you are married, you are a team. So you're not supposed to go against the team by making the major decision that you have not spoken to your spouse about. So I want to talk to you guys about that right now. So anyway, Matthew 19 and 6 says, wherefore there are no more twain, but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, let not man put asunder. Okay. And then it says here, in other words, marriage is not just something you do. It's a covenant relationship that you enter into in the sight of God. Don't you owe it to yourself to find out what it really means to be married? The covenant contract tells you everything in the Bible, so look it up. We need to make sure that we're living and doing things by the word of God when it comes to our marriages. And definitely making decisions without your spouse is a no-no, and especially if it's a major decision. Now, it's something different if you're buying a gift for your spouse or if you're getting something for their birthday or doing something for Christmas and those kind of things. But when you're doing something big and major, you need to share that with your spouse. You really do. You need to share them. This is a big surprise for that spouse. We need to share those things. So anyway, I want to read this. Let me just take these off and put on my reading glasses. Okay, so let me read this. And it says, the core health of a marriage is the negotiation of it. And it does not include making unliteral decisions without consulting with their spouse, without consulting with your spouse. So to be married means being a team. And when one partner makes decisions which affect the other, it breaks the trust in a relationship.
It breaks the trust in a relationship.
When you make major decisions that may affect you both. You know, like, you know, we know this, well, we don't know this couple, but we heard about this one couple who they're married, and a family member wants the wife to give an egg, one of her eggs, so that this particular family member can have a baby. And she told the family member, the wife did, that she would do it without speaking to her spouse. And her spouse is not in agreement with her because she then already, you know, because he feels as though the baby or the baby that's going to come to the family member will still be his wife's baby with whoever sperm will, you know, basically bring the baby to life. So the husband was not in agreement with his wife about this. And so it was a whole argument and blow up and all those kind of things. And then the family member got mad at the husband because the wife had already made the agreement that she would do that. And that's a major decision. That's a no-no right there. You don't make decisions like that without speaking to your spouse. You have to, your spouse and you have to be on one accord about these things, you know, so.
And that's what it is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because when you're doing something like that, you got to get an operation and all this type of stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're supposed to check with your spouse.
Yes.
You're supposed to check on both sides. Mm-hmm. Some stuff you got to come, you got to sit down and come to agreement. Yes. That's what it is between couples. Yes. That's why you talk about these things. Because really, if you really as one and you, what the Bible says, the man leaves his family and cleaves to the wife.
Yes.
When y'all cleave, all y'all got is you.
Yes.
You got the husband and the wife, mm-hmm, and God.
Yes.
You know, and the family, when they come around, they're supposed to be the support team. The support team.
Yes.
But you and your wife, y'all maintaining things.
Yes.
Y'all in this together. Mm-hmm. You know what? No way in the world I ever thought about, hey, babe, I'm just going to go out and buy this car.
Yes.
We got other obligations in our home. Mm-hmm. We got children to take care, mm-hmm, of. We got, you know what I'm saying? A real man or a real woman. This is really nothing to even talk about. You shouldn't even be arguing about that.
Yeah.
Hey, babe, my sister just asked me to do this for her. What you think about it? Mm-hmm. You should have ran it past your husband anyway.
Yes.
You don't let your family come and tell you, I don't care how close they are, well, she did this for me or he did that for me, so I feel guilty. I got to do
yes.
this. No, it don't work like that. That's what that cleave means.
Right.
When you cleave to that man or that woman, y'all are one.
Yes.
Not your mom, not your dad. That's what God is telling you. He said, he's not saying forsake your family. He's saying know that who is in there, put them in their rightful place.
Right.
This is a problem with a lot of marriage couples. Mm-hmm. They don't put like their in-laws in their rightful place.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So you gotta, that's how you know your mother-in-law, your father-in-law is not in your business. Why? They in their rightful place.
That's right.
And if they understand marriage, they won't be in your business.
That's right.
Like I got two son-in-laws, mm-hmm, you know, two daughters that's married.
Yes.
I'm not calling them, on them,
right,
but I'm not in their business. As long as him or her are not putting hands on each other, they are all right.
Yep.
Everybody's going to argue.
Yes.
Everybody's going to disagree.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing we tell them all, y'all got to learn how to, they call us, y'all got to learn how to communicate.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all got to balance this thing out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the husband, we learn over the years, the husband can't do all that work. The wife can't stay out there all times of hours when you got kids.
Yes.
So this is called responsibility. And balancing out your marriage, your responsibilities. Mm-hmm. You got to balance them out.
That's right.
There's a lot of stuff we do. We think, I know, let me just say this. I'm going to let you finish.
Good.
When I was younger, I thought, oh man, I just need to stay out there and work and work and work and get this money. Mm-hmm. But you know what? I missed a lot of time in my kids' life. And I don't, mm-hmm, know who we're talking to tonight. Mm-hmm. We don't want you to do that.
Yeah.
Because kids need their mother and their father.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Need both of y'all.
That's right.
Not that you coming home tired all the time. Hey, babe, let me just get a shower and eat and go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, you may start it off that way.
Yes.
But you got to start realizing your children need you while they're young.
Yes.
Train up a child in a way he should go, and he won't depart from
that's
it.
Right.
So you got to train him up. Yes. You got to train him up. Mm-hmm. So anyway, yes. I just wanted to share that with you because, man, let's just let go tonight and have some fun in the Lord.
Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. So I want to get back to what we're saying. Mm-hmm. Yep, right on point. What you're saying, honey. That's right. All right. The next thing is, number one of the main reasons people hide things from their significant other is fear of judgment. You know, fear of judgment, which can lead to a cycle where lies are covered up with more lies as honesty erodes from the dynamic. In other words, from the union of your marriage. So that's the reason why sometimes a spouse do not tell the other spouse what they're doing that's significant that could cause a rift in their marriage. Mm-hmm. They're doing it out of judgment. They don't want to be judged by their spouses. They don't want to be maybe told no. You know, that's another reason, you know. But yeah, still, you need to trust your husband or your wife enough to tell them what's going on before you make a major decision. Mm-hmm. I mean, shouldn't be no major decisions like giving away a kidney or having some kind of like surgery and you didn't tell them. Or, you know, you think a lot of times we think we're surprising our spouses with these things. But if this thing is a life-changing situation, that's not a surprise. Mm-hmm. You know, you need to talk to your spouse about that before you actually make that decision. Mm-hmm. Buying a home without your spouse knowing, you know, I don't, you know, I've heard about these things happening where one spouse think it's a good thing to go out and buy a home for their wife that have not seen this house. And then the wife gets the house and the wife don't like the house. Mm-hmm. Don't even like how it looks on the inside. And then the spouse is mad at the wife because he decided to go out and buy this house without her knowledge and then expected for her to like it. No, we need to make those. That's a major purchase.
Yes.
Out of your account. You need to talk about that. You need to talk about these things before you just do them. And especially if there are major, like I said, if it's a major situation, you know, and what wife did to her husband, that was major. Mm-hmm. Because that's a part of her body that her husband, you know, not owns, but pretty much, you know, it does because of the simple fact that they're married and mm-hmm. she's talking about giving it away to a family member without talking to her spouse. So we have to be just very wise. We've got to start using more wisdom in our marriages and not going ahead of our spouses and doing things that, you know, they may not agree with.
That's good what you're saying on that part. Mm-hmm. Because you got to think about this. What if she just go ahead and have the surgery? And something really bad happened to her.
Yes.
And then she lives, mm-hmm. but she come home, you know, her body is so messed up that she can't have sex or anything.
Right.
Well, you know what I'm saying?
Or kids
no more. Mm-hmm. So now you done took this away from your husband.
Yes.
All because you made this decision to just make this decision on your own.
Yes.
And now you messed up. So now what should your husband do? Because mm-hmm. you put him in this position.
Yes, that's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You, because you didn't go to him, what should he do? Can he divorce you? Can mm-hmm. he leave you? Because you made this decision. Mm-hmm. Why? For your sister or your mother or whoever.
Yes.
No, I don't care who it is.
Yes.
That's your husband. That's your wife. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to make those kind of decisions together. I don't care what your mother, father, or sister, brother, anybody else say.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to make that. I believe we're talking to somebody tonight.
Yes, we are.
You're supposed to make those decisions between you and yes. your husband.
Yes.
You don't just agree to the stuff because really we talk about those spirits anyway, the seducing spirits. Yes. They come. You don't, you know, a lot of the enemy can get into anybody
mm-hmm.
to get you to divorce your husband or your wife. Why? How the strong man get in? You let him in.
That's right. You let him in.
You let that family member in.
Yes.
You can't just look at the flesh, but what is the spirit behind
yes,
it?
Yes, that's right.
Because that, when you think about that sister saying that to her other sister, that's manipulation.
Mm-hmm.
You planned on her because yes. you can't have a baby. You going to your sister that mm-hmm. you know is already married
mm-hmm.
and asking her to do this. If anything, you should have came to both of them.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know what I'm saying? If you were trying to be correct and you respected
yes.
her husband,
yes.
you respected your sister and her husband.
Yes,
you
should
have said, hey, you married now.
Yes.
So mm-hmm. let me talk to both of y'all and see how y'all feel about
mm-hmm.
it. And then if you're okay, then we'll go see what a doctor says.
That's
all
right.
That. Mm-hmm. But me, if I love my sister and my brother, I'm not going to put them in that type of position.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because if God wanted you to have a baby, you would have it.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah.
And all these people are trying to do all this crazy stuff and what doctors telling them to do. And then you don't know down the road, it messes up your body.
Yes, that's right. Come on now. That's good.
You know what I'm saying? You got to start using some wisdom.
Yes, we do. And also, too, I don't know, but the Holy Spirit is speaking to me about finances. You know, finances is a big thing in your marriage. Yes. And so if someone is not being faithful in their finances to you and to your home, that's a major decision that person is making. And so therefore, that needs to be a conversation that needs to happen, because you should be on one accord in everything as a married couple. Y'all are supposed to be on the same team. So you shouldn't be fighting against another person because they're not doing what they need to do, you know, every time, you know, every single time you need it. In other words, saying monthly or whatever it is that you need, you know, every time we got bills and different things, you got your mortgage and all kinds of different things that need to be paid. And this person needs to be on one accord with you to be able to get that done. So that is something that you need to have a conversation on if you're going through anything like that financially.
Some people are saying some stuff right here. That's good.
Amen.
Let me read this to you. It says, my husband will disrespect for his kids and their mother.
Yes. And that's, you know, that's not right.
No, that's not good.
That's not of God. And that is division. And they are sowing discord. And that's not how that's supposed to go, because the wife is the wife is before all of those relationships.
But it is, and it says here, yes, all major decisions should be made between both parties.
Yes, it should.
Yeah.
Yes, it should.
But back to what this lady said, that's so good. You know, when her husband
is, you want to deal with that,
trying to divide the kids and the parents. You know, this is what happened to this. You know, a mom have a close relationship with her daughter or her dad, both of them. And when you got a close relationship, sometimes people play on that relationship, or she may not, they may not even like the husband. Okay. That much. So you gotta weigh that, or the husband, listen what I'm saying. Hold on. Let me get to it.
Okay.
The husband loves his mother so much, so he's listening to the mother and just the kids. But now you got the wife excluded. That's what she's saying. He's just taking everybody over her.
Yes.
So what you got to do in that situation, you know, you gotta sit back and look and see what's going on. Is he a mama's boy, or he just love his mom and he's taking the kid's side? So what should I do in that situation? One, you got to get on your knees and pray and ask God how to handle this. Your husband and the kids. So then
number one, are these kids grown? Because if these kids are grown, there shouldn't be no problem. Well, she didn't
say if the kids was
right. If those kids are grown, then it shouldn't be no issue with those kids coming before the wife.
No, but she said they're kids.
Okay.
And the mothers.
Okay.
And the mother. So if they children, that means they children. But the dad is not supposed to just take their side and the mom's side. So what it is, you married them. So everybody's got to grow up.
Yes.
So now you got to just start, you know, you got a right to communicate with him. Hey, babe, we're not going to do this. Or if they come over, we need to make some decisions on this. Oh, she said they're grown. Oh, if they grown, please. If they don't want to go by the rules of the house, they out. You know what I'm saying? When you paying the bills and the rent and all that, you got to set your husband down and give him a wake up call. These kids are grown.
Yes.
You know, we're not going to do this. I'm not going to be in the middle of that.
Number one, there need to be a boundary.
Right.
Boundaries need to be set in the marriage when it comes to that, because with grown children, that's kind of sometimes can be a sticky situation depending on how close they are with the father. And then the father, you know, having children by other women, you know, that's a no-no there. So number one, the women, if it's the mothers of the children, they should not have a say-so in your household when it comes to your husband, bottom line. And the husband needs to stand up and be that man that God has called him to be, and let them know, we have boundaries. You are his wife and you need to be respected as his wife. And not that, you know, they can come in and disrespect you and he look you over and respect those women more than he respects you. That is all wrong on all levels. So number one, that does need to go to God in prayer. And you need to pray that the Lord will turn the situation around and give your husband eyes, you know, to see you the way that God would have him to, and to love you and respect you. Because the Bible says that the husband's supposed to leave his family and cleave to his wife. Okay, it never tells the wife to leave her family and cleave to her husband. But it does tell the husband to do that. So the husband is supposed to be respectful.
And sometimes, let's be real.
You know?
Sometimes you got to give a person a wake-up call. Mm-hmm. Somewhere down the line, we got to, you pray about it. You understand it. You've been through this, and I've been taking it long enough. And like I said, you pray about it. Prayed about it.
You have to set boundaries.
But now you can't just, it's some action got to come behind this.
Yes.
If you see this continue going on, you got to set him down and say, look, this is how we going to do this.
Yes.
This you is know, how God's I'm will. Not going to tolerate that. Yeah. Because, you know, if you keep doing it, a person will keep doing it. Mm-hmm. God don't tell you to be a stepping stool.
Yes.
For anybody.
Yes.
So we got to put our foot
down. You have to call them to the carpet.
Yeah. Because a lot of times, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
A lot of times I let stuff go. I would let stuff go and let stuff go. But it comes to a point that you got to deal with this head on. You pray about it. God, help me to handle this the right way.
Yes.
But you sit down and you talk to him and let him know this is real.
Yes.
I'm not your footstool, stepping, you know, whatever, just somebody to use.
That's right.
You know, I am your wife.
That's right.
And this is what I demand respect.
That's right. Well, he needs to also understand that when the wife is not happy, God will hinder your prayers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he will hinder your prayers if that woman is not happy with the marriage and what's going on. You know, that's what the Bible says. So he needs to understand that. And you do need to call him to the carpet, because I know in our 36 years of marriage, we had to call each other to the carpet when boundaries needed to be set, because you cannot keep going on in a marriage where you don't bring that person to the forefront and let them know that they're making you feel a certain kind of way. If they're making you feel bad, you need to tell them what they are doing. And then it's for them. After you have told them, then it's for you to just keep going to God, keep him in prayer, that God will help him to understand you and how you feel.
Listen to what she says here. This is good, what you just said.
Mm-hmm.
It says, there was one that abused me on Facebook, and he refused to tell that one to take down the post.
Okay, you want to deal with that?
Yeah, because that's very disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
So he's blasting you out on Facebook and stuff like that, and your husband refused to. Why?
That's is he scared behavior. Of him? That's passive behavior.
So what it is, a lot of this stuff got in through your husband.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes women got to be strong. You got to put your foot down.
Yeah.
You know what? I used to take a lot from my mother-in-law when I first come in it, because I love my wife.
Yeah.
Right. And the parents know they got the upper hand, because you ain't married yet. You just dating.
Mm-hmm.
So they know they got the upper hand.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm telling you, it get to a point when you keep pushing and pushing and pushing that. I'm not going to keep taking it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I know I work hard and I'm helping you out and I'm doing this and doing that, and then you still want to disrespect me, that's not happening.
Yes.
You know, when you live in that house, you got a right to say what you need to say and stand up for what, you know, what's right.
That's right.
And if you feel as though they definitely, everything that's supposed to be said in the house is supposed to stay in the house because you're family.
Mm-hmm.
But when you start putting stuff on Facebook, no, that dad should have checked that son.
Yeah,
check that child.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? You put one more thing on Facebook, it's going to be me and you.
That's right.
I was one of my, see, y'all, I don't know, y'all different parents or something to me. Because every child I raised, they respect me.
Yes.
And rest assured, if your child came around me and disrespect me, we're going to have some problems. Because I'm coming from the old school. These, what our government done did and all this foolishness, ain't no child got no business being on no parent's face.
That's right.
When my father said something, you know, my mother said something, we didn't ask nothing. We went and did it.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? That's the problem with this generation nowadays.
So it sounds like the husband needs to
He's got to put his foot down
and stop allowing his children to be disrespectful towards you. That's what it sounds
like.
And if he loves you, he'll do that.
So he created this monster because he let them start. Once you let a child start getting away with stuff, they're going to keep trying it and see how far it can go.
Yes.
And that's the problem you have. You got to put your foot down.
Because one time, I think one of my kids did something or whatever. My husband came in and I heard him talking to him. He was like, don't you ever disrespect my wife again. Because if you do, you ain't going to be here. I brought you in this world and I take you right on up out of here. So my wife was here before you got here. So you better be respectful. So I think the husband needs to stand up and be a man and let his children, his grown children, know that there are boundaries. And if they can't respect you, then they can't come around him until they learn how to respect you. Bottom line, it needs to be boundaries.
Mm-hmm. gotta be.
Yeah.
Respect is due. Now yeah. they grown. You gotta set them down, husband, or y'all, both of y'all should have set them down and say, you know what? Y'all grown now, but still, you ain't cussing in my house.
That's right.
You ain't drinking, you ain't smoking. It's the law is whatever you set in
whatever
place.
Whatever you set in
if
your
you,
home.
If you're a man and woman of God, you're not going for all that That's in your right. house. Now, if you wanna smoke, drink, cuss, party, do all that stuff, you need to get your own place.
Yes, you need to go out
but
there.
But when you in this house, my yes. our grown children know how to respect our
yes,
house.
Yes, they do. Yeah.
We don't have no problem there.
No, none at all.
Because we on one accord. Why? Because we trained them the way they should go.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And that's what I believe tonight is a wonderful night.
Yes, it
because
is.
I really didn't even like prepare for the night. I just wanted to let go and let God. Yes. Because sometimes you need to have these conversations.
Yes, you do.
And if you don't talk about these things, it's all just going to keep you know, yeah. you're going to be upset.
It'll
you're going to be
escalating.
Worried. Yeah. And
it's
and then it could take you to another level so, and you don't want to do that.
Yes.
So you need to just deal with this head
yeah.
on.
So it needs to be respect.
Yes.
Bottom line.
Yes.
Bottom line needs to be respect. Now with us, mm-hmm. we do respect our grown children, but they respect us too.
Yes.
We are their parents and we always going to be their parents. We ain't your mm-hmm. friend because we ain't trying to be your friend.
Mm-mm.
We going to be your parents until, you know, God says it's over.
Yep.
Okay, so that's where we come from on that. So therefore, if they come here to be respectful, if we go to their home, we are respectful of their home. Now, you know, boundaries. We have boundaries, and that's what you need to get your husband on one accord with you with when it comes to boundaries. And if he can't come on one accord with you after you speak to him, talk to God, because God can change any situation. I don't care
yes.
what is happening in that marriage. If that husband want to be hard-headed and don't want to listen, God knows how to get him to listen.
Mm.
God knows how to get him to talk to his children, to learn how to respect and set boundaries. God knows, because I'm telling you, he done some things in my marriage and done changed it in ways I never knew my marriage could be changed. So you just got to get on your knees and dedicate yourself to God and trust God over your husband after you speak to your husband, though, and get some boundaries set.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to talk to him, see where his head is.
Yes.
You know, is he going to be passive all his life?
Yes.
Let the kids run over him.
Because you cannot let nobody run over you and run mm-hmm. over your husband, or your husband letting anybody run over you. You know, y'all got to be on one accord with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, disrespect will not be tolerated, and it shall not be be tolerated. So,
and don't get me wrong, it's ways we say things.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I got grown children. I'm not going to disrespect them now. They know I'm hard and I spank them because my mom was hard on me. This is what my mom told me. She said, look, your dad ain't around.
Mm-hmm.
I'm your mom and your dad.
Because
if I know you go out there and if I don't handle this right, you go out there and you're going to get in trouble or
That's
something.
Right. Mm-hmm.
No. She said, I'm your dad and your mom.
Yeah.
And start tearing my tail up.
Yeah.
You know what? And I thank her for it today.
Yes.
Thank her for it because I was headed the wrong way, hanging around the wrong people, those crowds and all that. But thank God for my mom. And sometimes the same thing with you.
Yeah.
You need a strong mom.
Yeah.
And I say this too. Sometimes we try to belittle the black women because a lot of them come off tough and all that. But they always say it takes a tough woman to make a tough man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It took them women back in the day. Because look.
When you're raising a man, you got to be tough.
That's why we got all these
women do
all
have to
these
raise
boys
a man.
Walking around.
Come on,
and
man.
Some men acting like women.
And especially if the daddies ain't around.
Yeah, acting like women. Come on. God ain't in that. A man is a man and a woman is a woman.
Okay, we're not
and I don't want to go there. But anyway, no. But that was a good little key right there.
Tip.
Go ahead.
We got
hallelujah.
But definitely you have to talk to your husband now. If you feel like you can't talk to him, ask God to give him an ear and a time so that you can be able to bring the conversation to him. And also, too, make sure your tone is right, your timing is right, and you're talking. Because sometimes we can be saying things in a negative way, in a negative tone, and wrong timing, and they won't hear anything. So just ask God for the right time, the right tone, and the right words. Okay, so talking, I always say that those three T's that we need to be praying to God for, so that when you have this conversation with your husband, he will fully get it and understand. It does not need to be argumentative. It does not need to be mean, nasty, none of those things. There is a way to do everything. So use some wisdom and ask God to give you the right time and the right place and all of those things. And God will put it in place for you so that you could talk to him about it.
Hallelujah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, so I want to ask y'all, and I want y'all to answer in the chat, please. That would be nice. I want to know, what do you believe? Okay, it says, what is worse than cheating in a marriage? Can anybody answer that question? What is worse than cheating in a marriage? So I didn't know that anything was worse, but this is worse than cheating in a marriage. So anybody got anything on that?
Oh, what is worse than cheating?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, is anything worse than cheating?
What that do you believe that, is worse than cheating in a marriage?
Probably divorcing them.
No.
I ain't cheating, but I'm sick of your tail. Get up out of here. Divorce. No.
But there is something that's worse than cheating. Okay. Do anybody got anything?
That's it. Somebody said lying.
Lying. Okay. Lying. That's good.
Mm-hmm, disrespect.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep. Uh-huh.
Lying.
Anything disrespect. Else? Anything mm-hmm. else? Anybody got anything else? Lying and disrespect. Those are definitely up there. Mm-hmm. But that's not the worst one. Okay. Well, someone says something else. Ignoring their feelings, okay,
and
all right,
disrespecting them,
okay, and disrespecting them, yeah, but that's not it. Let me tell you what it is.
Breaking trust. Well, that's probably
All right. So basically, what's worse than cheating in a marriage is holding your feelings. Did you know that?
Holding your feelings.
Partners act differently when they choose to bury their feelings.
They make
themselves unavailable to each other, which results to withdrawal. And even when they spend time with each other, they may not fully engage in conversation or any form of bonding.
You know what?
Come on now.
Yeah, because that's good.
Yes.
I love that. That is a key.
Holding your feelings.
Yeah, because I did that to my wife one time, and I just told her about it. Mm-hmm. Holding your feelings.
Yeah, he did. That's
because,
that's
because
that's
what it is.
Week.
Yeah, but I'm not going to talk about what it is. But I was mad at her, mm-hmm. but I couldn't find I was trying to use some wisdom behind it and
wait
for the right time and the right opportunity. But every time I went to tell her or talk about it, something else came up. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It was like, so I said, no, I'm not going to do it today. Mm-hmm. Then I'll wait. But I'm mad at the same time. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm holding it in. So I let it slide. Mm-hmm. And the next time she did something else, like the same way. Mm-hmm. So I still didn't have an opportunity to talk to her about it. So it was the same thing. I held it in. So I'm getting madder and madder.
Mm-hmm.
So, but then I just calmed down and I said, I'm going to wait. It was a good thing. I waited it out and she did the same thing again. And I don't like her doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I said, you know what? Today is the day. And I talked to her. And we had some time. I talked to her and I told her everything. And I thought she was going to be mad about it. But she said, but you know what? Holding it in all that time, you're not giving that person a chance to hear it and then adjust.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Because
people, if somebody love you, they're going to be willing to change.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
They're going to be willing to make the adjustment.
Yeah, because if you started off, think about it. Hold on one minute. If you came in the relationship and you love each other,
yes,
you got to stay on that level. The enemy is trying to get you off that level. That's what he's doing. So you start holding stuff in, start breaking trust, start lying. Then that's how the enemy gets into your marriage.
Mm-hmm.
But if you just say, you know what, babe, I didn't like what you said. I didn't like what you did. Yeah. Boom. It's done. If you say that and that person, you get the opportunity to say, you know what, babe, I'm sorry I did it.
Yes.
Or I didn't know I was doing that to you.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying? But if you don't say nothing, you holding on to it mad and they still doing what they doing. Because why? You didn't tell them.
Yes.
Now all that holding on, that's what builds up and builds up and builds up and it breaks up a marriage.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And I want you to tell them, how did I respond?
And I wanted her to be mad after I told her and all that, but she didn't. She said, you know what? I received that.
Mm-hmm.
And that
was because the timing,
mm-hmm.
the talking, and the tone.
Yep.
All of those was in proper place at the proper time. And my ears was open, wide, and heart open to hear and understand. So when mm-hmm. he told me, I didn't realize that I was doing the things that he said I was doing. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes you're going along and you just think that you're doing things normal. And you don't know that this hurting your spouse until your spouse speak up. So that's why I'm saying, make sure that, you know, you speak up to your spouse and have that time with them to be able to tell them what you're hurting about. So that time when he told me he was hurting about that situation, I said, okay, well, I received that. And you know what? I'm going to fix that. That's not going to be a problem anymore. Mm-hmm. And so I'm conscious now of it. So where I wasn't before. See, sometimes we're doing stuff we don't even know we're doing. And yes. if you don't make us aware of it or set a boundary, because that was a boundary my husband said that he doesn't like that and he doesn't want that happening no more. That was a boundary. Mm-hmm. And I received the boundary and I didn't get mad. I didn't argue. He was looking for me to do that all day. He just kept mm-hmm. saying little things to get me to, you know, to be mad. And I wasn't mad. I mean, I received it. If it was something I need to fix, it was something I was doing that was hurting him, then I need to stop doing it. Bottom line. And mm-hmm. I received it all the way.
Yes.
So no problem. And that's not going to happen anymore.
Because really, to be honest, it matured me up. And it matured you up
yeah.
because we got over that. And that's yes. that's helping somebody tonight.
Yes.
Just the lady with the problem with her husband and the kids. Did yes. you talk to your husband already?
Yes.
Did you have a sit down with everybody?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? That's something too. You yes. as family, you got to have meetings with your children.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Let mm-hmm. them know how it's good for the children to see the mom and the dad saying, you know what? This is what we need to do as a family.
Yes.
We need to start cleaning the house up a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
We need to start, you know, fixing the food together. Mm-hmm. Not y'all just come home, get on your game, run upstairs, do this. No, y'all gonna help us prepare a meal today.
Yes.
Y'all gonna help us wash the dishes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? As a family, it's much easier than you. You know what? You can keep an eye on one of them.
Yes.
Oh, see, oh, that one's lazy, or yes. this one don't want to do nothing, or whatever it may be. But you grow from that.
Yeah. And you have to speak your feelings.
Yes.
You don't want to be holding your feelings in. You don't want to be holding in that things are hurting you or bothering you. You want to be able to express everything to your spouse
mm-hmm.
because that's where your safe space should be. It
yes.
should be you being able to speak whatever you need to your spouse, however you might feel about them, the way they are, or whatever it might be. You should be able to say those things so that all that stuff you wanted to get out that you're feeling and you might be feeling and you haven't spoken and haven't said to them, you can get it all out on the table and then you both can grow up from there and move on from that. But if you're holding anger and holding resentment and holding all these things, then that's how affairs get in. That's how people start to veer off from each other. That's how stuff start to separate. And that's how people start to lose trust and all those other things in each other, because you're holding a lot of anguish and anger and thoughts of whatever those thoughts are, and you're not speaking those things forward. You've got to speak things forward, because then it makes a divide in your household. And God says what? The Bible says a house divided cannot stand, right?
Yes.
So you don't want your house to be divided. You have to speak up and speak your whole heart, because you don't want to have all that stuff in your heart. And, you know, you want to be able to get that out with your spouse. So definitely you don't want to hold your feelings. All right. So according to scripture, marriage was not intended to be a simple contract that can be torn up or broken off. This covenant was intended to be a lifetime state. That means this is why Jesus could say in Matthew 19:6, wherefore they are no more twain, but one flesh. It's a covenant. Your marriage is a covenant. So God has an obligation to your covenant. So that's the good thing about being married. If you're going through anything in your marriage and you know who Jesus Christ is, and I mean the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, all you got to do is get on your knees in your prayer closet and start telling God, this is going on in your covenant relationship right now, and you need his help. You need his help to fix this broken covenant. You don't want it to be broken. You want it to be whole. And God can come in and fix it. Just give him a chance. Open up your heart. Be willing to make some changes in you. Be willing to compromise. You know, all of those things. When we're willing to compromise and love each other You know, God can change anything when both couples are willing.
Yes.
And it sounds like your husband would be willing, I believe, if you would just speak to him, but get to ask God for his right timing. And yes. then if he doesn't make the changes, then God is obligated to help you when it comes to your marriage and your husband and the disrespect that you may be going through. God got to come in and help you.
Yes. You know, you was talking about that twain, when they twain together.
Yes.
When you twain together, I looked it up. It says it's pieces.
Mm-hmm.
When you twain, he says you're no longer going to be twain. What? In pieces.
Yes.
Guys, you're supposed to become one flesh.
Yes, one.
One flesh.
Yes.
Not always broken.
Yes.
Not all in pieces, what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
As you, I believe, as seasons go, you might be twain for a while, twain together. That's broken. Putting these pieces together.
Yes.
You got to put these pieces together like a puzzle mm-hmm. to become one flesh.
To become one.
Because nobody become one flesh overnight.
Yes.
Some people think because they sleep together, they one flesh. No. When you become one flesh, God is building that in you. You're going through seasons. You're going through trials and tribulation. You're going through a process of building this
yes.
to become one flesh. Nobody is one flesh overnight, because I know that, because over the 39 years we've been together,
mm-hmm.
we built to this level. Yes. We used to argue. We used to say things that each other didn't like. God. You know, sometimes we didn't trust each other. Sometimes
we,
you know, things didn't go our way.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to grow.
Yes.
We don't argue like we used to. We don't even argue, please. I don't remember the last time we argued.
I know, yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't either. But
cussing at each other and doing all that. Still get loud a little bit if we disagree. But you know what? That calms right down.
Yes,
you know
it
what I'm saying? It's just a disagreement. It's nothing like, hey, it's got to be my way or her way. We went through that period for a while. No, you got to be right. You got to be right. When you got that relationship, you always got to be right. Nobody's right.
Nobody's right.
Because you don't have to be
right.
You
got to want to compromise.
If you love each other, you're not worrying about being right.
That's
be
right.
Like, okay, babe, sure. Yes. We'll do it your way.
You're on the same team.
Same team.
You're not separate. It's not him against you. And her against him. Y'all are together.
Right.
Y'all are together.
I may not have it together right now, but you know what? We won. We going to get this thing together.
Yes.
Why? Because we communicate.
Right.
We
exactly.
trust each other.
So,
we going the right way.
Right. So we just got a few minutes now. We can just talk about, you know, us being married. So, I mean, you kind of already started going into it. So we wanted
this
to,
is funny.
We
Go
wanted
ahead,
to talk in the last part of the segment, just kind of telling y'all about our marriage. Now, I know last Sunday, me and my husband both made a mistake and was saying that we are getting ready to celebrate 35 years. Well, we already in our 35th year. We're mm-hmm. getting ready to celebrate 36 years on what, Wednesday?
Wednesday,
the 28th, February 28th. So it's 36 years of marriage.
Yep.
And we were together 3 years before that. So that makes it a total of 39 years together,
mm-hmm.
which is a blessing.
Yeah.
So we wanted to make that correction because we just kept saying 35. For some reason, we just stuck at 35.
Yes.
I don't even know. I'm like, don't we want to move into 36? What's wrong with us? Mm-hmm. So anyway, so it's going to be 36 years. We've already been married 35. And, you know, my husband was so excited today. Now, come on, tell me about why you're so excited.
Yo, I just feel good because I was thinking about it today. Like, both sides of the family,
mm-hmm.
not, you know, my grandfather and my grandmother, they lived, they was married 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but other than that, I don't know anybody on any sides of our family that's been married over, 36 years.
That's right.
You know what
Me
I'm saying? Either. That's God.
Yes.
That's God that got his hands on us. And
yes.
you see this. And I thought about it. The importance of a marriage, you know, marriage and seeing marriage like this in
mm-hmm.
your family,
yes.
that you got a couple that's been together all these years, because if we can stay together all these years, God can keep us together all these years. He can keep your marriage together
yes,
all
he can.
These years.
Yes, he can.
God is the cornerstone of our marriage.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And we like the cornerstone of the family.
That's
I want
right.
somebody to hear
yes,
that.
Yes, that's good.
Like they talk about, it's been going on. What did I say? That patriarch and the matriarch.
It's just the matriarch.
Yeah, yeah.
yeah.
Well, the matriarch is the man and the matriarch is the woman, and what it is, it's like a cornerstone. It's like the head of the family.
Yes.
And God put us in this place.
Yes.
Because a lot
did.
Of family members come to us. They love us. We respect them. We love,
love them.
And they look at the love, the romance that we have.
Yes.
A real marriage, not something you see on TV, something made up.
Yes.
This is a real marriage relationship.
Yes, it
that
is.
God has put together.
Yes, that's right.
You know what I'm saying? God built this love together.
Yes.
And that's why, you know, I love my wife. I respect my wife. and I obey what God's words say.
Yes.
And we got to stick to the word. That's why this is called the Marriage Cafe, where marriages come alive
through the word of God. That's
and
right.
We live by this word.
Yes, we do.
We live by this word.
Yes.
That's why we can speak on marriages.
Yes.
And some people would say, well, what make y'all marriage different?
God. That's what makes it different.
God. God is the cornerstone.
Yes.
God is the center.
Yes, he is.
He's our
he's
joy.
The head. He's everything.
You know what I'm saying?
When you put God everything. First, yes.
When you put God first, you can make it in your marriage.
Yes.
You can make it in your life. And yes. That's what we're here to tell you tonight. You can make it. This anniversary, you know, and I got joy because, you know, we got to thank God.
Yes.
You know, do. 36 years of marriage.
Yes. Yep.
And, you know, and y'all looking at it.
Yes.
That give y'all hope.
Yes.
That give you peace. That's like,
right.
Man, I want a marriage like that. I
That's
want a right. husband like
yeah.
that. I want a wife like that.
And
you're supposed to have
you're
one.
Supposed
you
to
ain't
have
supposed it. To have no man or woman beating on you, disrespecting you, not helping you,
That's
not
right.
supporting
That's
you.
Right.
This love.
That's
when,
not God's
you know,
will.
When you love each other and you become one, I'm looking out for my wife.
Yes.
I respect my wife.
Yes.
I want her to have the best.
And same for the husband.
You see what I'm saying? That's
You're
both sides.
That's
we
right.
ain't trying to outdo each other.
Nope.
But we're trying to be one with each other.
Yes.
And all that's what marriage
in
is
everything.
All about. In everything. All
yes.
that we do. You know what? My wife don't. I don't have to worry about her. She don't have to worry about me.
Yep.
If I got big money, she got big
that's
money.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If I got it, she got it.
Yes.
If she got it, I got
that's
it.
That's right.
That's marriage.
That's
you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
We looking out for each other.
Yes.
You know what I'm
same
saying?
Same team.
Hallelujah. We ain't letting family members in to break us up.
Yep.
We nobody. Ain't on nobody else's side.
He
we
said,
on
let
our
no
side.
Man
that's
separate.
Right.
No
and
man.
We on God's side.
That's right.
And God is
so
on
that
our
means
side.
The only person who can separate us is God.
Hallelujah.
Yep.
You know,
God.
And that's what I wanted to talk about. Like, man, you know what? I told my wife, I said, I want to do a book, a his and her book, tell
yeah.
both of our story. But when I thought about it today, I was thinking about it all day. And I was like, our story is pretty much the same.
Yes, it is.
You know, how we was brought up,
yep.
how your grandmother kind of raised you.
Yeah.
And my grandmother
raised
me.
Yep.
And I was telling my wife today, it was like, it hurted me for a while because I didn't even know I had a mom,
mm-hmm.
you know. 11 to 11 years old, my mom came and got me. So I thought my grandmother and my grandfather was my parents.
That same here. I thought
you see
grandma
what I'm
was
saying?
My mom. Mom
yeah.
didn't come get me until she till I was 7.
So when my mom came and got me,
mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, that ain't my mom.
Yeah.
I ran away from her.
Mm-hmm.
I was scared of her.
Yeah,
you
so
know
we
what
do.
I'm saying?
Our stories are so similar. It's not even funny. I mean,
yeah.
even down to sexual abuse. I mean, it's crazy.
Yep.
You know how similar our story. So I think we definitely need to write that book.
Yeah,
so,
we're gonna write that book.
Yeah, we're gonna write that one. But anyway, my new book is coming out.
Yes.
I'm so excited. My new book is coming out. And it's on communication. And it should be out by March 15th. I'm still working on it right now, putting everything together. It
yes.
will be ready soon. And I am just so happy. I want to bless some of y'all with some copies, but definitely I want to sell some copies too. So,
yes.
But yeah, I'm excited about the new book and it blessed me to write it. When I say the Holy Spirit is absolutely amazing, he is amazing. And
yes.
it blessed my soul to write this book. So I am in prayer that everyone will get a copy. And you can also, you'll be able to order signed copies from me. The only thing I have on my site as far as my books are concerned are my signed copies. I will sign that book personally for you and put a message in there personally for you if you want to purchase it directly from me. But if you want to go on Amazon, it will be available on Amazon very soon. And my other two books are already there on Kindle as well. So I'm excited about that. So we just want to tell y'all that. Yeah. So I'm excited. We're excited about celebrating our anniversary this
yes.
weekend. And God is just absolutely amazing. I'm excited about 36 years as well. I just want us to go and have a good time. We're going back to where our love
blossom.
I always say our love blossomed.
Yes.
Which would be Atlantic City, New Jersey. We'll
yeah.
be there for the week for a couple of days. And I just want to enjoy, memories
yes.
and remembering and just having a lot of fun. That's the plan.
So anyways, we just, I was talking to our grown children earlier,
mm-hmm.
And it's like they learned a lot from us,
yes.
me and their mom and seeing us together. Mm-hmm. And one thing I had to say, I told them today, I'm proud of them.
Yes.
You know, my son-in-laws, you know, I give them a hard time, but I'm proud of them. You know what I'm saying? I got son-in-laws that love their wives and their form.
Yes.
You know, I give one of my son-in-laws a hard time because every time it's one always trying to outdo me, you know, and I be tired of him. Really, he gets on my last nerve, but no, I love my son-in-law, and it's something to see. He's so much, you know, both of them are so much like me and got a little, they wives found somebody like they did, close to they dad. And it's just funny that they act a little, they act like me. And that's why I think I give him a hard time.
That's why he does what he does.
Yeah, yeah, because I'm proud of him. And sometimes we don't say that enough.
Yes.
You know, that both got good husbands.
Yeah.
You know, and I can see the potential in both of them.
Yes.
And that's why you got to love them. You know what I'm saying? Yes. They not putting their hands on their wives. They love their wives because I talk to both of them.
Yes.
And they, and both, it's like when they, you embrace them, you can feel the love from my son-in-laws.
Yes.
So I got they back. They got my back.
Yes.
And the whole thing about it, and to say, like, we're not family, you know, they came from different families, but we're family
but
now.
We're family now. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I got their back. They got my back.
Yeah, everybody's on one accord.
So, and that's what we love about it. You know? And the whole, the reason I say that, that's how people are supposed to come into your family.
Yes.
They're supposed to come, them men, girls, women, or whatever, they're supposed to lift that family up.
That's right.
You know, not bring y'all down.
And that's right.
But lift the family up and be a part of it.
But come and be a part of the,
you know,
add to the family.
Yeah, add to it. And that's what I did, and that's what I showed them.
Yes.
And you need to just show that love to your family. Yes. Go, I just had to share that.
All right,
and
well, we better get out
here. I'm going to say this last thing. I'm closing with this.
All right.
36 years of marriage.
Yes.
39 years together. I love my wife and always will.
And I love my husband and always and she's been, will.
And still is an awesome wife.
Amen.
Awesome
Thank
wife.
Thank you, husband.
So I love you, and I we close with that.
Yep.
Hallelujah.
All right. Give me a kiss on that one.
Oh, you want to? That's it. Like Mr. Brown say, don't be kissing. They make babies.
You can get pregnant.
You can get
by
pregnant.
Kissing.
Yeah. You get pregnant by kissing.
That's so funny. Okay, babe. All right,
Let's
y'all.
Pray
we're
out.
Pray out.
Hallelujah. Dear Lord, we are so grateful and so thankful and so humble. To come before you again, Father,
yes,
thanking
sir.
You for your goodness, your grace, and your mercy,
yes,
O Lord.
Thanking
you for this 36 years, our anniversary,
yes.
and 39 years together,
yes,
Lord.
We
just
you,
thank
Lord.
You.
We are
thank
grateful.
You. We're so grateful, so honored
grateful,
because
yes.
you kept us together.
Yes, you have.
And you're keeping us together.
Yes,
so, Lord, we pray for each and every marriage,
yes.
everybody that's in tune. Tuned in tonight,
yes.
that you bless them.
Bless
their marriage, Lord.
Yes.
Change things that need to be changed
yes.
in their marriage to make it better.
Yes.
And do all these things on their behalf for their good and for your glory.
Yes, Lord.
So, Lord, we thank you.
Thank you,
Let
Lord.
Us all have a blessed, awesome, wonderful week.
Yes.
And, Lord, we give you all the praise, honor, and the glory. In Jesus' name
Jesus
we pray.
Name.
Amen. We love y'all. We love
Amen.
Y'all.
Amen. We
love
y'all so much. We're going to go and have a good time.
Yes.
We're not going to be on this
next.
Coming Sunday, but we'll be on that
following
Sunday.
Sunday.
So be ready. But anyway, go to our site, www.themarriagecafe.com. All right. And leave me a message there. Let me know what y'all think about the site. Okay.
All right. We love y'all.
We love y'all. God bless.
Bye bye.
Bye.
Thank you for watching The Marriage Cafe. If you have never given your life to Christ and you'd like to now, please stick around for a minute. The word says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. So right now, we are going to pray together for your salvation. Please repeat this prayer after me. Lord, I believe that you died for me and rose again on the third day. I confess that I am a sinner. I need your love and forgiveness. Come into my heart. Forgive my sins. I receive your eternal life. Lord, confirm your love by giving me peace, joy, and a supernatural love for others. Amen. Congratulations. You are saved.